Welcome to Ask the Ascot. My name is Michael Beck. This is episode number 9. Hey Chickens. Find me on Facebook or Twitter at Ask the Ascot or email asktheascot@gmail.com. Send me your questions on any topic, and I'll answer as many as I can with all the 10-minute knowledge and aplomb I can manage. Cheryl wants to know, if you have a new set of 6 young hens, when should each of them be producing 1 egg a day? Cheryl, I conducted extensive, very important research to answer this question. You can see video documentation of my time working in the field with adorable, terrifying chickens on Twitter at AskTheAscot. Unfortunately, the chickens would not share their ways with me. A vast variety of internet sources, none of which I have the technical chicken competence to evaluate, suggests that most hens start laying eggs when they are 16 to 20 weeks old. This can differ based on the breed and individual hen. Just like humans, chickens are born with all the eggs they will ever produce. Some breeds produce 300 eggs or more in 1 year. Others produce closer to 60. Whatever the case, your home hens are going to be happy, free-range gals, and the eggs that they produce are going to be delicious. I look forward to the omelet you'll be mailing me. Holly asks, my New Year's resolution is to learn how to sew on a button. How does one sew on a button? Holly, growing up, as I did, I never learned how to sew on a button. I finally learned how in college when, in a desperate, sweaty hour before a seminar presentation, I kind of taught myself how with the only clean dress shirt I had at the time. I earned an A on that presentation, incidentally. In my childhood home, shirts that lost buttons immediately became garbage, or rather expensive cleaning rags. My parents both resented and rejected certain domestic tasks, as, frankly, I do as well. I am their son. Sewing a button? Gadzooks! I might as well live in a house without an entry hall, or mortgage my Hawaiian island. And look, I understand that it is deeply shameful for me to think this way about basic and essential domestic work. But come on, sewing a button is kind of hard. Sewing needles are pokey stabby jabbies, and I could accidentally prick the finger of my body. My body, gentle listener. Holly, in addition to being a friend of the show, you are an actual, much-beloved human friend of mine. So, with confidence, I will tell you this. Pour yourself a drink and make your husband Kenneth learn how to sew a button. Alex asks, boxers or briefs? Boxers all the way, Al. Anything that makes me look or feel more like Floyd Mayweather is 100% welcome around these parts. John wonders, should we be jealous of our spouse's celebrity fantasy crushes? Before we get into all this, I should reassure everyone that I ran this question past my wife Crystal before deciding to answer it. Okay. Crystal's celebrity crushes include Idris Elba, John Hamm, Jason Isaacs, current governor of Washington State Jay Inslee, Russell Crowe, George Clooney, Oscar Isaac, but only Oscar Isaac with beard in Dune, Javier Bardem, Stellan Skarsgård, and Timothy Oliphant. Now, my being jealous of John Hamm or Timothy Oliphant? The thought itself is absurd. We're barely even the same species. I might as well be jealous of the Pacific Ocean, or of the color orange. On the other hand, Stellan Skarsgård doesn't produce a homemade podcast where he tells people that he thinks he can look like Floyd Mayweather. so I seem to have a real advantage on that front. My next question comes from Justin McElroy. As many of you know, Justin co-hosts the podcasts My Brother and Me, Sawbones, and The Empty Bowl. He brings laughter to millions of people, and he's one of my dearest friends. Justin asks, how do I know when I've tried hard enough to appreciate something I don't initially enjoy? I feel a lot of guilt for so many things I don't care for. Justin, I think it's valuable to turn to Dan Savage here. Dan Savage is, let's just call him a relationship expert. He recommends that a partner be good, giving, and game within reason. I say that this is the correct way to approach any new experience, even when your pants are on. Perhaps especially when your pants are on. Both trying new things and finding new things that I enjoy are often difficult for me. I do like to try new food and drink, and I like to read a variety of texts, but that's about the extent of it if left to my own devices. If it's a food I don't like, I usually consume the serving I have, but that's the end of it. If I'm reading something I don't like, I usually give it another page or so, then stop. I feel 100% comfortable doing this when I'm on my own and no one else's feelings are involved. There are other things that I just know are off-limits for me because they're too uncomfortable or outright dangerous. I'm tremendously clumsy, so pretty much any activity involving power tools is right out. I do not need to be unleashed onto the world with a Sawzall or power sander. It's when someone I know makes a good faith suggestion to me that I try something new that Dan Savage's guidance of being good, giving, and game is really valuable to me. This is where I really want to unpack my reasons for not enjoying something. Justin, for instance, our common friend, Michael Sullivan, he recommended to me for years that I should try the music of Frank Zappa. I think Sullivan even got me a Zappa album at some point. I didn't like the music initially, and I felt substantial guilt about it. But I knew that Sullivan liked Zappa, and he thought I would too, based on my fondness for jazz. Jazz is my favorite kind of music. I eventually realized that I just didn't know anything about Frank Zappa or the context from which his music came. And context matters. It's one of the rules of history. So I read a fair bit about Frank Zappa and his satiric sense and his musical influences, which are vast and complicated and we won't get into here. Then I tried to listen to Zappa's music again, and I still didn't like it, not at all. But I felt much less guilty since I was good, giving, and game about the experience. Now, Justin, if this whole question is simply because you found yourself in over your head with your woodworking hobby, then you have my permission to quit. In fact, I'll send you one of my books about gardening as a treat. You have my permission not to like it, too. Before we conclude today, I have several proclamations. First, Holly. I expect to see video evidence of your husband Kenneth sewing a button by the end of this 2022 calendar year. Second, thank you to everyone who subscribes to the show. Thanks to Hildeboo for your written review on Apple Podcasts. Please follow, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcasts, and share the show with a friend. My theme music was composed and recorded by my brother David. He's on Instagram, at DavidBeckNYC. I'm on Twitter and Facebook, at AskTheAscot, and email, asktheascot@gmail.com. Send me your questions. Thank you for asking. Farewell.